signs tell us what's coming ahead. The people of Jesus' time expected that the coming of the Messiah would be accompanied by extraordinary signs and wonders. The religious leaders tested Jesus to see if he had a genuine sign from heaven, to back his messianic claims. False messiahs in the past had made extraordinary claims to attract their followers, such as, claiming that they could split the Jordan River in two or cause the walls of Jerusalem to fall. And Jesus knew the hearts of these who came to test him. They were more interested in seeing signs and the supernatural phenomenon than they were in hearing the word of God. And we remember at our Lord's presentation in the temple, Simeon had prophesied at Jesus' birth that he was destined for the falling and the rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be opposed so that the thoughts of many will be revealed. Jesus gave them no sign except himself and the ultimate proof of his divinity, when he rose from the dead. The Lord reveals himself and makes his presence known to us, today in many ways, in his word and in his sacraments, especially the Most Holy Eucharist, in his mystical body, the church, in his creation, and, even in everyday circumstances of our lives. And, we can be confident that he will give us whatever we need to understand and to carry out his will. Most of all, the Lord assures us of his daily presence and the promise that he will never leave us. St. Teresa of Avila's prayer book contained a bookmark which she wrote, let nothing disturb you, let nothing frighten you, all things pass, God never changes, patience achieves all it strives for, whoever has God lacks nothing, God alone suffices. So let us pray that we may always recognize our Lord's presence in our lives and never forget his promises, when we encounter trials and difficulties.